KBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Dateline Belgrade, Serbia. Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić nominated his close ally Miloš Vučević to be prime minister and to lead a new government through a time of war in Europe and tensions with Kosovo. All of that needs explanation, so I welcome Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who's my guide on the Western Balkans. I'm 100 years late, and I'm trying to catch up. Ivana, a very good evening to you. Vučić nominates Vučević. This looks like a challenge for us to interpret from the outside, especially because, as you report at The Hill with your colleague Mark Montgomery, Serbia is launching disinformation campaigns in all directions. How does Vučević help that? How does this government that looks to be allied with other elements in Moscow, how does this government see its role right now in the war, at this late stage of the war in Ukraine? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me. As a matter of fact, after December elections, the Serbian president and back then the Serbian prime minister accused the West of plotting a color revolution against him, which tells you truly all you really need to know how things operate there. As a matter of fact, they also thanked the Russian security services for providing them with information that the West is trying to plot a color revolution. And this new government that is about to be created with Vučević as the head of a prime minister, I don't believe that it's going to bring any changes. As a matter of fact, I believe that the course is going to remain the same, where Vučić is going to continue, President Vučić is going to continue to be trying to balance between East and the West. And Mr. Vučević, who is about to change his role and to start leading, is apparently, in my view, more pro-Russian than other forces. And as a matter of fact, he's coming from the far right, in the government, but he's someone who has been very loyal to the president, Vučić. So this is why he trusted him, you know, with this new role. Within the next few months, I believe the course of action is not going to change in terms of the balancing strategy and trying to tell the West that Serbia is indeed on the European Union path, when in fact, that is not accurate. President Vučić, his main goal is to remain in power, but also he wants to create something that is called the Serbian world, where all Serbs in the Western Balkans should live under the same cultural framework. And someone like Vučević, who has been the far right and a very loyal to Vučić, can help him bring that into reality. As a matter of fact, I do believe on May the 5th, the Serb secessionist leader pro-Russian Milorad Dodik from Republika Srpska in Bosnia and Herzegovina, along with the President Vučić, are going to have an event. And I believe there will be the moment where they are going to announce a very similar concept, if not the same concept of the Serbian world, similar to the Russian world.
You and Admiral Montgomery identify a disinformation campaign that is fresh, directed against Kosovo. What does it look like?
So to begin with, let me give some background. So Serbia does not recognize Kosovo as a state. And there have been numerous clashes between Serbia and Kosovo over the past few years. And Serbia last year attacked 90 NATO peacekeepers. They injured 90 NATO peacekeepers. And when people tell me that Serbia is going to take over Kosovo with tanks and jets, I don't believe that that's the case. Serbia operates through paramilitary groups, and one of their most powerful tools is indeed information operations. Serbia has been always good at it, even back in the 90s, because deception is a tremendously important part of national security, a national security toolkit that they have. So Mark Montgomery and I, we wrote a piece because of the 75th anniversary of NATO, but also because NATO marks the 25th anniversary of NATO intervention back in 1999, when they tried to stop human rights abuses and basically ethnic cleansing of the population. And that has been like the continuation also after the war in Bosnia, the wars that took like more than 100,000 lives. And Russia, along with Serbia, is taking a full advantage of the 75th anniversary and the 25th anniversary. So they have launched an online campaign. You already saw probably that the Russian government, along with Vladimir Putin and Lavrov, they made a video portraying the West as a nefarious actor for bombing Yugoslavia. But it doesn't stop there. They actually also talk how NATO had used depleted uranium that increased the cancer rate in the country. They also claim that particular event completely changed international liberal order that basically the United States had destroyed back then. And they're trying truly to portray NATO as a nefarious actor for launching such a campaign without Security Council authorization. But let me tell you this. Security Council authorization was impossible to obtain because of China and Russia. And there were numerous human rights abuses and killings and horrendous things. So, of course, they had to find a way and to launch a campaign under the guise of humanitarian intervention to stop the killing. And the campaign lasted over 2 months. And actually, it really stopped Milosevic from his horrendous human rights abuses in the region. And the real question is, you know, what can NATO do about this? So NATO, as it celebrates 75th anniversary, the whole concept of information warfare and hybrid warfare has not stopped. This is a new challenge. But Article 5, it has certain limitations. You know, if you launch a cyber attack, it truly questions whether you can invoke Article 5 if you launch it on a country such as Albania, which happened recently, that is a NATO member state. So this is a good sage warning that NATO really have to rethink certain things around hybrid warfare. And the U.S. intelligence just a month ago published a report warning about violent conflict in the Balkans related to Kosovo and related to Bosnia and Herzegovina. So Russia, along with its ally Serbia, is trying to show that NATO is a paper tiger, and with hostilities over there to show that the West is not going to respond.
A detail here. Russia's endorsing the Serbian disinformation campaign directed at Kosovo. Is NATO hesitant to counter that with fact-checking and with statements of Russia's unreliability?
So, look, fact-checking is not enough. The United States won the Cold War because of offensive information operations, and that's something that we should do it again. Instead of fact-checking, NATO should launch an offensive information operations campaign in the region and to show that Russia is a paper tiger using the truth. I mean, after all, with the rise of nationalism in the country, stories about democracy promotion are not going to change the opinion. Instead, what they should do, they should target the far-right groups and to show that Russia was not there in 1999 for them, and they are not going to be again when Serbia launches is a new escalation.
Ivana Stratner, Research Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, writing with Mark Montgomery at The Hill. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,